USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Justice Department is proposing a January start date for the trial of presidential candidate Donald Trump's alleged election interference case. In a court brief filed by Special Counsel Jack Smith, he's proposing a trial begins on January 2nd. That date could interfere with the 2024 presidential election. Trump is the Republican frontrunner. The wildfires in Hawaii continue taking a toll on the island of Maui. Governor Josh Green is reporting that the fires are likely to be the largest natural disaster in the history of the state, with over 50 people confirmed dead so far. Progress is being made, but none of the fires are 100% contained. Green noted it will take many years to rebuild the West Maui town of Lahaina, which will likely cost billions of dollars. The exact number of those killed and missing will not be known for days. President Biden has approved the state's disaster declaration, opening federal funding towards state and local recovery efforts. It's a not guilty plea for the man accused of killing five of his neighbors in southeast Texas earlier this year.
Francisco Oropeza is charged with capital murder for the April shooting in San Jacinto County. Authorities said Oropeza entered his neighbor's home and shot the victims after one of them asked him to stop firing a rifle outside so a baby could sleep. His next hearing is scheduled for December. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Ecuadorian authorities have arrested six Colombians accused of murdering a presidential candidate this week. The arrests come just hours after Ecuadorian President Guillermo Lasso declared a state of emergency to bring order to the country rocked by drug-fueled violence. A police official said the Colombians are part of a criminal drug trafficking organization. Police are investigating two possible motives for the murder of Fernando Villavicencio. The former congressman and journalist had rallied against corruption and pledged to battle drug gangs if elected president. USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
A new book says golfer Phil Mickelson bet on more than $1 billion on sports over three decades and lost $100 million. A new book from gambler Billy Waters claims he had sports betting partnership with Mickelson, and at one point the golfer asked him to bet $400,000 on the U.S. to win the 2012 Ryder Cup that he was playing in. Though he was talked out of it, the book alleges. Fall officially arrives September 22nd. But you can get that feeling much earlier.
Starbucks says the wait is almost over. They're bringing back the fall classic, Pumpkin Spice, Saturday, August 26. We've embraced the flavor trend since it was introduced at Starbucks in 2003. It quickly became their signature fall drink. Not to spoil your fun, but Starbucks says Grande Pumpkin Spice Latte has 390 calories. Make that a Frappuccino, and it's 420. I'm Bree Tennis.
The 2023 Emmys are officially moving to next year.
The Television Academy announced Thursday morning the ceremony will now take place on January 15th. The ceremony had been scheduled for next month, but was postponed due to the ongoing actors and writers strikes. The Emmys announced this year's nominees last month, with HBO series Succession leading the way with 27 nominations. I'm Trey Thomas.
A TGIF too, my friend. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.